a Romero all over it.
Eros held his hand up. Hades, that's George Romero. Caesar's the one who used to play the Joker on the Batman TV show. Hades gave him a flat stare.
Do I look like I care? And how do you know that?
Psyche and I go to the movies with Acheron. He's a major zombie junkie.
Ignoring their sniping, Asmodeus stepped forward sheepishly.
I'll find out who infected her.
Jericho frowned at Asmodeus' offer.
What?
I can get in there without any suspicion. Hopefully I'll find the Gallu and kill it.
Delphine shook her head.
Asmodeus, look, it's all right,
the demon said, interrupting her.
I know it sounds corny as hell, but all of you have made me feel like part of a team. I've never had that before, and I want to do my part to help. If any of the rest of you go in, Noir will kill you. Me? He'll only torture. Maybe gut and insult. Maybe even some bitch-slapping. But I'm the only hope you've got.
Delphine passed a worried look to Jericho before she returned her gaze to Asmodeus.
We can't send you in there alone.
I'll be all right. Noir hates me anyway.
But if he suspects you, he'll kill you.
The demon shrugged.
Who wants to live forever? Well, for the record, I do, but I want to do this for you.
Jericho stopped him before he left. He slid the ring off his finger and handed it to him.
Take this.
Asmodeus curled his lip as he shrank back from it.
I'm not about to marry your ugly ass boy. No offense, but you ain't my type. I like my dates with less body hair. And with female parts attached by nature?
Jericho let out an aggravated growl.
It's not a wedding ring, asshole. It's Barith's ring. You get into trouble, you can summon him to help you get out of there.
That completely changed his attitude.
Oh, hey, that could be worth an engagement to you.
Asmodeus grinned as he palmed it.
If I'm not back in a few hours... Well, I don't want to think about that. I might change my mind about doing this. I'm thinking happy thoughts, cream dog innards and rotten steak. Yeah. Yum!
He vanished. Delphine wrapped her arm around Jericho's and did her best not to think about Asmodeus's parting imagery or the fact that he might really call that cuisine. She didn't know why, but she strangely liked the demon. He was like their socially stunted illegitimate cousin.
You think he'll be all right?
He's not the one we should be worried about.
They turned toward Hades.
How so?
You're not done with Zeus. I'm sure of it. He won't attack today, but you guys have publicly embarrassed him. And if there's one thing I know about my brother, he doesn't deal well with that. It's all right.
Madoc said.
We're going to solidify our place here.
And you will need to cage us, another of the Skotai said. We've done enough damage on Noir's behalf. We don't want to do any more.
Jared and Madoc caged them, while Delphine considered everything that was happening. She wanted it to slow down, but there was nothing she could do. It was getting scarier by the minute.
I'm so sorry about Nike.
Jericho stared at her, his eyes sad.
Me too. Damn it, I shouldn't have been distracted. I should have stayed in Asmodea until I located her.
You can't blame yourself.
Then who do I blame? I was the one who left her there.
Because you were worried about me,
Delphine whispered.
Had I not been there, you wouldn't have gotten sidetracked.
He pulled her against him.
This is definitely not your fault, baby. I made the decision and I abandoned her. I have to have faith in Asmodeus.
Hades approached them.
I'm returning to the underworld. Let me know if you need me.
We will. Thanks.
Hades inclined his head before he vanished. Jericho watched as the others set about cleaning the hall and restoring it to its former beauty. But it was the sadness in Madoc's eyes that bothered him. Releasing Delphine, he went to check on the Onoroi.
You okay?
Madoc started to nod, then shook his head.
I miss my brothers. I've never been here without them, and I keep wondering what Dalarian would do if he were here, what he'll say when he comes back.
If he comes back. But Delphine had taught him not to be callous enough to say that out loud.
You're doing a great job.
Delphine came over and patted Madoc's arm.
Really, no one could do better. And I know Dalarian would be proud of you and what you've done to protect us.
Thanks.
He looked down at her and smiled sadly.
By the way, I spoke to Zeth about what Jericho suggested. We'd like for you to be our third leader.
Delphine was surprised by his offer.
Me?
Madoc nodded.
But for you, none of us would be here now. You're the one who saved Jericho and helped to liberate us. Without you, I'd still be chained to the floor.
Maybe. But Delphine wasn't used to being a leader of any kind.
I don't know.
You'd be great at it, Jericho said with a confidence she definitely didn't feel. She didn't know why, but coming from him, the praise meant more than anything.
All right. I'll try it, but if I screw something up, one of you better help me fix it.
Madoc laughed.
And we're going to try something else a little different.
What?
Madoc looked over to Zarek.
We're going to add two generals, Zarek and Jericho.
Oh, goody, Eros said sarcastically. Could you have chosen two surlier people?
That's why they'll be in charge of our army. May the gods have mercy on whoever pisses them off, because Zarek and Jericho will have none for them.
Zarek cleared his throat.
You'd better be glad I'm flattered.